I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. There's been a lot of interest from the general public in the Saddle Ridge hoard that has been in the news recently. Many people have been asking, why did the finders suddenly call the press and tell the world of their find? It is true that legally they had to declare it for their taxes this year, but they could have done that quietly. Their tax returns are private and nobody but the tax people had to know. Instead, they've made a big deal of letting the press know about it, even to the extent of publishing photos and doing interviews about their find. What possible good could come to them from blabbing about their treasure? Already people have come forward claiming the coins belong to them, that their relatives hid them. This always happens, so why publicize the find? Well, here's why. John and Mary, those are the names the finders are going by, John and Mary are going to sell most of those coins in an online auction in May, using Amazon as the auction site. Of course, they want those coins to bring the highest prices possible, and how do you do that? Why, you advertise. And why pay for advertising when you can get free worldwide publicity by just calling the press and telling your story? That's right. The whole idea is to jack up the bids on the coins they're selling. You're not just buying a gold coin, you're buying a coin from the famous Saddle Ridge hoard. So I think John and Mary were brilliant in calling in the press on this. They may lose their anonymity, but they'll be a whole lot richer. And they still may not ever be identified, at least it hasn't happened yet. By the way, the Mint has determined for sure now that those coins were not the ones stolen from the Mint in 1903. The dates don't match, the mint marks don't match, the coin denominations don't match. So it's back to jump ball as to how these coins ever got there. Several theories have already been thrown out, like the gold was buried by Jesse James, or it was buried by the legendary stagecoach robber Black Bart, who left poems about himself at his robberies. Some people think the coins were buried by the Knights of the Golden Circle, a mysterious group of ex-Confederate soldiers who supposedly accumulated and buried gold all over the South, gold that was to be later used to finance another round of the Civil War. But the most accepted theory seems to be simply that some unknown miser buried the coins because he didn't trust banks. Lots of people have done that over the years. Where he might have gotten over 1,400 gold coins, though, huh? Well, that is the $64,000 question. Thanks for listening, and for some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. And if you buy a copy of my book and would like to have it autographed, just let me know when you order. Thanks again, and in the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.